why you do it. And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, we are. What did you expect? And indeed, we have a full plate tonight, ladies and gentlemen, undoubtedly. And we're going to have two guests, actually, if all goes well. But it never does. Anyway, we'll try. In the first hour to 90 minutes, we should be speaking with Mr. Joe Loya. And of course, he is the father-in-law of one of the Border Patrol agents that Mr. Bush's administration and the so-called justice system have put in prison for enforcing the law. That's Mr. Ramos, and he's going to be with us any moment now. And then in the last half hour, an update on the hate measures by Ted Pike. That's tonight. Tomorrow night, we have scheduled, just back from his 2 weeks away, speaking engagements, Lindsey Williams. And boy, does he have a lot to say tomorrow night. Oof, you know he never lacks for anything to say, but he'll be on tomorrow night. All right? And you know our numbers here, 1-800-313-9443. And, oh boy, my goodness, what is happening with our Border Patrol? What's left of it? What George Bush has not totally destroyed? And the neocons, the globalists, Zionists, internationalists, whatever's left of it is not much. But it's supposedly still there. Indeed. Illegals everywhere. One sheriff was quoted as saying, "I don't believe criminals are entitled to compensation." Can you imagine that? He doesn't believe that criminals are entitled to be paid? What does he think, that victims should be compensated? How dare he? How dare he? I'm referring to a damage lawsuit brought by two illegal aliens injured by shell fragments when Deputy Gilmer Hernandez shot at the tires of the van in which they escaped from a routine traffic stop. Well, that's been settled now, that case, that lawsuit. $100,000. That's right, $100,000. But the sheriff is not happy that any payment was made. Sheriff Don G. Letzinger of Rock Springs, Texas, has confirmed, indeed, that the lawsuit brought by Marichela Rodriguez Garcia and Candio Garcia Perez, the two illegal aliens who were injured, has been settled. The $100,000 figure had been recommended by the West Texas Rural Counties Association, an insurance pool that will pay the settlement. As a result of mediation between those parties held in Austin, the plaintiffs had planned to sue Hernandez and Letzinger individually, as well as in their official positions, not to mention the county, Edwards County, where they worked. Oh, how do you like that, ladies and gentlemen? We shall return with much more. Hopefully, we'll have Joe Loya on the lines when we return on Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
And it's his own son-in-law that is in prison now. Of course, we're speaking of Mr. Ramos, Ignacio Ramos, who's the Border Patrol agent who was railroaded into prison by the Bush administration and the courts for essentially, quote, violating the civil rights of people that are not entitled to enjoy constitutional rights here in the United States. They are here illegally. They are criminals and trespassers. And Joe Loya is once again back here by popular demand. Hello, Joe.
Good evening. How are you tonight?
All right, Joe. Very good. I'm glad we managed to get a hold of you, and it's good to have you back here.
Thank you, sir.
Well, your son-in-law has been he's been in prison now for how long?
It'll be 3 months on the 17th of this month.
And you, of course, know more than anyone, I guess, that we've ever spoken with that he remains in solitary confinement, we're told. He is being denied reading materials. He's being denied things that we would normally take for granted, that even hardened criminals in our local and state prisons would be given the access to, right?
Absolutely. You know, they had him in general population when they first took him to Yazoo City, Mississippi, And in general population, he was allowed to watch TV, read newspapers, magazines, pretty much do what you do at home. He was allowed to go outside and get some sun, some exercise. And after the brutal beating, that these illegal aliens from Mexico gave him about 7 weeks ago, he was moved to solitary confinement, isolation, and all those privileges that he had under general population were taken away. Right now, the only thing he is allowed to read is U.S. mail. No postcards. He's not allowed to accept any gifts at the prison, absolutely. And the only way we got him a Bible was because it was a demand by a law enforcement organization up in New York who works closely with the survivors of the victims of 9/11. And they sent him the Bible. The Bible that my daughter sent him was returned to her. It's a beautiful Bible, but the people in New York demanded that he have a Bible, and that's all he has in his cell. He's got a bunk, a potty, and a little shower, and he asked that people please write to him. He was getting over 50 letters a day. Mm-hmm. He said it's dwindled down to about 15, and he wants people to write to him, and he certainly tries to answer every letter that he gets.
He is permitted that privilege, huh?
That's the only thing. And even they had, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, the prison said they were going to have to cut down on the number of letters he can receive per day because they just didn't have the people to screen all those letters to read them before they hand them over to him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it just doesn't make any sense. He's locked up in a little 6x12.
So now, after he was victimized by these criminals in prison and he was put in solitary confinement, what happened to them? Did they get out? Did they be given a pardon?
Okay. Last week when we were in Mississippi doing the Lou Dobbs show, we found out that the FBI had had concluded their investigation and that those five, there might have been six, but they only caught five of them that beat him so bad, will be prosecuted. And they've finalized their investigation Friday, about 10 days ago. They finished the investigation by the FBI. They did catch him. They're also in solitary confinement where they belong, but not my son-in-law. He doesn't belong in that prison. He doesn't belong in prison at all. He is not a criminal. Mm-hmm. He shot this illegal drug smuggler, illegal alien drug smuggler from Mexico in self-defense, and Johnny Sutton, the prosecutor for the Western District of Texas, and Deborah Kanoff have been lying to each other. They've been lying to Alberto Gonzalez. Huh. They've been lying to Tony Snow and lying to George Bush, and they're working real hard to keep these guys in prison because they don't want to take the blame for the $5 million lawsuit that the a drug smuggler has against the U.S. Border Patrol.
I was just mentioning the case of Hernandez, you know, in which the award was given there. And, of course, you know, another deal was struck on behalf of the illegals, another case in which the violators of the sovereignties of the United States were rewarded and allowed to go through the court system here in America, which is absolutely unheard of. I mean, even a generation ago, this would never have been tolerated in American courts. Never.
No, sir. Gilmer Hernandez of Rock Springs, Texas,
yes,
of course, was sentenced in Del Rio, Texas, a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he was prosecuted by Bill Bauman, U.S. Attorney Bill Bauman, who works under Johnny Sutton. Bill Bauman is the same prosecutor who put Gary Brugman behind bars for 2 years for pushing down an illegal with his foot because he wouldn't get down on the ground when they told him after two agents were surrounded by about 10 illegal Mexicans, and Gary Brugman used his foot to put him down on the ground. And for that, he was charged with violation of the civil rights of this of the illegal, and he was... of course, you know, and that case took over a year, I think, to go to trial after a lot of pressure from the Mexican consulate. Well, Gary served his last half year at Yazoo City, where my son-in-law Ignacio Ramos is now, and I've met with him. I've talked to him. I spent a day with him a couple of months ago, and he told me his story. The same It's a pattern here. The same lies by Johnny Sutton and his U.S. attorneys, the same lies were used with Gary Brugman, the same lies were used against Gilmer Hernandez, and the same lies that were used against Ignacio Ramos and Jose Compián, and then the other agent, David Sipes, who did 7 years in prison for, after a struggle with an illegal, had to hit him with his flashlight to get him off of him, and he was charged with civil rights violation for hitting an illegal with his flashlight. And he was sentenced. He served 10 years before the appeals court overturned his conviction. So now we have five victims of Johnny Sutton and the same lies, especially the one that says that these guys are yelling profanities at these illegals when they're chasing them. You know, that one has been used in all five cases. But in the case of Ignacio Ramos and Jose Compián, the biggest lie that Johnny Sutton, of all the lies that he has told the public, is the one that Compián and Ramos admitted that the drug smuggler was unarmed, and that's one of the biggest ones, and that they signed statements admitting. You know, I want to see those statements. There are no statements. They never signed any statement. My son-in-law, Ignacio Ramos, never gave a statement to Department of Homeland Security. The only statement he ever gave was on the stand during the trial. And Johnny Sutton goes around telling the public, telling the nation that this guy's confessed. You know, that's just I don't know why he does this. How can he sleep at night when he lies to the nation, when he lies to all these people trying to justify this malicious verdict, this malicious prosecution?
Well, he's working for liars. I mean, let's face it. He's working for a government that lies daily.
Absolutely.
This administration thinks nothing of lying. That's one of its, less unvirtuous traits among them. Many others as well. But here we have these men now, really several in particular, Hernandez as well, as you've pointed out, and all of them just in your area alone of Texas have been prosecuted and convicted and thrown in jail where they are now in danger. And yet the real criminals continue each day to pour over the border, and George Bush laughs and giggles and has a ball, and so does we're thinking of the Attorney General of the United States.
Well, he's a weasel.
He is on his way out, but he's just one of many. He's just one of many, and think of who will replace him as well. That's the thing that I think is even more frightening. As bad as the people are that are there, Joe,
right.
You can imagine what is to follow. So, you know, there's a reason why they're trying to pluck his feathers and pull him out. There's no question about that. But
well, we haven't got much to look forward to.
No, you don't.
No,
you don't.
A couple of years. It doesn't matter who goes to the White House in a couple of years. Anybody that goes there is going to do much better job for this country than what we have seen in the last.
Well, if we have a country by then, if we survive, and that's the key, it doesn't look very promising, unfortunately. And Mr. Gonzalez is just, as I say, he works for a corrupt administration that came from the Bush family in Texas. And it doesn't matter where you come from in this country, it's corrupt everywhere. And we in New England, where I am from, live in a part of the country that is far removed from Mexico, yet we suffer daily with incidents. We suffer daily with criminality. We suffer daily with these problems associated with illegals. And anyone who speaks out against it is usually categorized by the media as some sort of a redneck. This is what the mentality is, you see?
Well, it's not that way because, you know, my family, myself, we're all Hispanic. We're Mexican-Americans, but we love our country. My grandfather was born in Texas. My great-grandfather was born 10 miles east of El Paso here in Texas in 1850. So we go back almost a couple of hundred years, and we love this country. And we're not going to let the people from Mexico run over us, and like they're doing in California especially, where 30% of the jail and prison population in California is illegal aliens from Mexico.
Yes, sir, absolutely. We're going to take a break, and we're going to invite people to call in. We do have until the bottom of the next hour, and then we have another guest. But we'd like for people to call and ask questions, make comments to the man tonight who is the father-in-law of Agent Ramos, right here, Ignacio Ramos' father-in-law, Joe Loya, on the program, Uncensored, Radio Free America. Rick Adams, there is indeed a request for help, to help his daughter, who now must face the bills. We'll return in just 3 minutes. Stay tuned for more.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
All right, we are returned now to the program. 1-800-313-9443. Joe Loya is our guest here from Texas, and you know, we're in full knowledge that you need, obviously, your daughter and your son-in-law. Obviously, now are split up; they're not able to see each other, and yet she has children, and she has I don't know if she still has a house or not, but obviously the bills have been mounting. Have people been contributing and helping out?
We've been able to make the mortgage payments. We've got people that have contributed, sent in their donations. We have a P.O. box in El Paso. We're down $115,000 in legal fees right now. And my son-in-law, before they took him to prison, went 22 months without a paycheck. So the bills have mounted. But, you know, we've got people like you, and we've got people all over this nation. And like I said before, when I speak at so many different places where people have asked me to come and speak. And, you know, God is with us. You are with us. The people are with us. It's estimated that now there's now 70 million people aware of this case that support the agents. And, you know, we're spiritual family, mm-hmm. and we will not give up. I will not give up this fight. I told my son-in-law the last time I saw him 3 weeks ago that I told him, you take care of yourself. I'll take care of the rest out there. I said, we're going to get you out of here. And we don't know when, but this is the same feeling that I get and the same from all the people all over the nation, all the emails, all the telephone calls that I'm getting, people praying for these two agents and also for Gilmer Hernandez and even the two that are out of prison now because they were maliciously prosecuted by the same prosecutor, Johnny Sutton, who should be indicted himself for mm-hmm. treason and aiding and abetting.
I couldn't agree more, no doubt about that. People right now, by the way, who do wish to help and contribute, what is the best way they can do that?
Well, you know, as in many cases, we have a lot of scams out there. We found out that there's three or four organizations mm-hmm. raising money using the Ramos Compian slogan.
Mm.
But we ask that people that want to donate to my son-in-law can send it directly to Monica Ramos, my daughter, and the children. And, you know, they got three sons, ages 14, 9, and 7. And this can be done through Monica Ramos or Ignacio Ramos. And I'll give you the P.O. Box in El Paso. It's P.O. Box 972-925, El Paso, Texas, 79997.
And also, you do have a phone number that if people wish to speak with you and maybe do something else, they can possibly help out. They can call, right?
Certainly. It's 915-779-8666. That's my office here in El Paso. And
you do have a website as well.
The website is agentramos.com. That's agent, RAMOS.com. You go to that website, you're mm-hmm. going to see the truth, and you're going to see a lot of videos. You're going to see a lot of there's just we update that every day, and this is through the Minutemen in Southern California, and it's a beautiful website. You'll see a lot of photos, a lot of videos, a lot of stories, a lot of just a little bit of everything. The interviews by Lou Dobbs, the interview he did with my mm-hmm. son-in-law last
mm-hmm.
week in
yes.
Yazoo City, Mississippi, and it's Agent Ramos. com.
The interview you did with Lou, of course, I'm sure managed to bring a greater awareness to Americans who are responded in kind. The American public, I believe, is very angry on this issue now as never before, and what has aggravated it is the fact that we are losing our employment, our industry here in this country as part of this regionalization, this melting down of America and merging with Mexico and Canada under a global entity called the North American Union. People are catching it firsthand when they see their paychecks gobbled up, taken from them, and can no longer find work. That is an added impetus. I hate to put it in those terms, but let's face it. When you finally get the old message, then you begin to understand why people like your son-in-law are in prison illegally and unconstitutionally and why they have been harassed.
Yes, sir. I was born here in El Paso, Texas. Right, my office is only 10 minutes from the border from Mexico. I've lived here all my life, 64, almost 65 years that I've lived here. I've seen the atrocities. I've seen the crime. I've seen where we have 35, 40 drug busts every week. Not every month, not every year. Every week we average 35, 40 drug busts along the Rio Grande here that separates the U.S. from Mexico. And, you know, my son-in-law, Agent Ramos, served in the U.S. Navy 8 years. Agent Compian served mm-hmm. in the U.S. Navy 4 years. They had combined service with the Border Patrol of 14 years. My son-in-law had been involved in approximately 100 drug busts. He had put a lot of drug smugglers from Mexico behind bars. And what happened that day, February the 17th, they did shoot the smuggler. They never covered it up. They never mm-hmm. denied it.
Mm-hmm.
But what they didn't know was that he had been wounded, because when he turned and pointed that shiny object at him mm-hmm. as he was running away, The first one was Compián, who was on the ground, beat up by the smuggler. And Johnny Sutton will lie to the public, but I want to see him lie to the Senate and the congressmen. Those people know what happened, and they're going to find out even more. But these are good two young fathers with six small children who are in prison, and they shouldn't be. They are not criminals.
All right. You stay right where you are, Joe Loya. We shall return after the break right here on RBNLive.com, the Republic Broadcast Network. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Well, we have with us tonight, as you know, and you just heard Joe Loya, who, of course, is speaking here tonight, on behalf not only of his son-in-law, Agent Ramos, but who is here speaking really on behalf of all of the agents and all of those who have been railroaded into prison by people like Johnny Sutton, who, of course, have been doing their job, and that is defending America from those that hop over the border every day, the people that Bush would call our guests, indeed. They are not guests. Some of them may be innocent people. Some of them, even the vast majority of them, may be coming here for the, quote, better life and for economic opportunities. But the reality is that when they do, they are breaking the law and they are making a mockery out of the whole process of naturalization as citizens. You know that yourself, Joe, and you know many people that have gone through that legal process, and they must be angry that they have had to do things the lawful way, the legal way, to become citizens, and yet these gangsters and hoodlums that come across the border, and this particular the individual was a drug smuggler bringing drugs across the border, these people are totally and completely at odds with these Americans who truly are patriots.
Yes, sir. You know what Johnny Sutton is not telling the people is the fact that this incident happened February 7th, 2005. The agents were arrested a month later after the drug smuggler called a friend of his, a Border Patrolman in Arizona, and reported that he had been shot by Border Patrol. Well, Nobody ever knew that this guy had been wounded. He got away. He pointed at the two agents, and this was in the middle of the day. It was 1:20 in the afternoon. What these agents had to do was took a split-second timing. The whole incident at the altercation there at the canal took no more than a minute and 15 seconds. I have investigated this case for hundreds of hours. I've been on it for 2 years, and in the last 7 months, I've spent about 12 to 14 hours a day on this case, working with the Congress and the senators and so many other people in my investigation. But what the people don't know is that this drug smuggler was given immunity and brought back from Mexico and given free medical treatment at the Army Hospital here in El Paso in exchange for his testimony and his allegations and lies against the two agents. And the lies of the smuggler were nothing compared to the lies of the prosecutors, the fabricated lies of the prosecutors. And what Johnny Sutton is telling the people is that the two agents lied in their statements that they gave Homeland Security. Well, that's another big lie by Johnny Sutton. They never gave any statements. Three Border Patrol agents who lied on their statements and were given immunity from prosecution, also in exchange for their fabricated lies against the two agents, were terminated. They were terminated because they lied on their statements, and Johnny Sutton is blaming those lies on agents Ramos and Compeán. Mm-hmm. But the other thing is the government covered up the fact that on October or on around October the 23rd of 2005, 8 months after this incident, the drug smuggler brought another 752.7 pounds of marijuana across the river from Fabens, Texas, the same spot where this happened, and the government covered it up. They had a sealed indictment during our trial, and the judge told our attorneys that they could not use that because it had nothing to do with our case. They kept it away from the jury in our case because they know that if the jury had known about the second load, that it would have thrown our case out the window. They never would have had a case because no jury was going to convict. They were convicted on nothing but lies to the jury, and they continue with their lies. But I want to see them lie to the Congress. I want to see them lie to the Senate now that the hearings have been approved. We don't know when they're going to be scheduled, but they've already been okayed, and there will be a Senate hearing and a congressional hearing on this case. And the investigating Johnny Sutton ties with the Mexican government and the Mexican consulate, who he says puts a lot of pressure on him to prosecute our law enforcement agents.
Well, you know, all across this nation right now, as we speak, civilian citizens are acting with their respective legislatures. I mean, there is Georgia, there is Pennsylvania, there's Texas, there's Arizona, there's California, you know, all over the United States, even in North Carolina, there are ordinances now that have to do with requiring the conduct of business with towns in English only, that people who are landlords, employers, must indeed respect the laws regarding illegals. And the people are fighting back that way. But you see, the courts have been so corrupted in this country, as you know, Joe,
yes, sir,
that there is very little, there is some, but precious little in the court system today honesty and integrity, where we can be assured that judges and juries can be entrusted to understand the issues before them. Unfortunately, many cannot. Most cannot today when they even entertain the idea, as is being done right now with Hazleton, Pennsylvania, that these communities are violating the law. Now, when they speak of the federal law, the federal immigration laws, yes, indeed, that is the domain of the federal government. However, under this administration and previous administrations as well, they have been ignoring the law, deliberately engaging in malfeasance of duty so that the agents such as your son-in-law are being discouraged from even beginning to enforce the border security. You see, border security is national security, as they say, and without it, we're cooked. It's just that simple. So, across America, the court of public opinion, definitely on your side, Joe. Definitely with you. There's no question about it. But once again, the courts are not elected. They are unelected. And unfortunately, it may take some very severe action by the Congress if they're willing to do it. Now, here we have Ted Kennedy in Congress. We have people like John McCain, Republican, Democrat. There isn't a dime's worth of difference between them. And what they are doing is proposing, in a sense, a real and true amnesty for those that have been lawbreakers. And yet your son-in-law continues to sit in prison while petitions go to the White House to pardon him, and yet not one eyebrow on George Bush has moved in his direction. You see?
Yes, sir. We will be attending the Washington, D.C. anti-amnesty rally on April the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. It will also be a rally for Ramos and Compeon and Gilmer.
Yes.
We're going to involve him in that rally, and we're expecting thousands of people at the White House to rally for the agents and against the amnesty proposed by Ted Kennedy and several others, including, of course, George Bush. But I tell you what, while we're invading Iraq, spending over $300 billion that so many people in this nation face, you know, that so many people, elderly people, young children, everybody in this country, there's a lot of poverty in this country. We're over there spending over $300 billion in Iraq, invading Iraq, and we're being invaded from the southern border, from Mexico, from Texas to California, doing nothing about it. And now on top of that, we have prosecutors, overzealous, vicious prosecutors like Johnny Sutton, putting our border patrolmen in prison for doing their job. They're not supposed to use force when apprehending, even though they're getting beat up. They're supposed to ask, please, may I put the handcuffs on you? Please sit down on the dirt, you know, please sit down on the ground while I apprehend you. I mean, this just doesn't make sense. But Johnny Sutton's trying to make a name for himself, and he has. Mm-hmm. He has, and so has Deborah Kainoff, the assistant prosecutor in this case, or rather the U.S. prosecutor in this case, assistant prosecutor. But anyway, we're being invaded, and I just came back from California. I was there Saturday and Sunday speaking in San Diego, and I'll be speaking at the Southern California Republican Convention on April the 21st in Ontario, California. And the support that I get from California is just overwhelming. It's beautiful. I have seen what's happening to California. California is sinking, but not into the ocean. California is sinking with illegals and crime. And it just does.
And in fact, the number of dead in America, those that have been killed by activities, criminal activities of illegals, has far exceeded the number of those officially stated by the government of our war dead in Iraq.
Oh, yes, definitely.
That ought to tell us something right there.
Well, they say that the United States has 9,000 homicides by illegals every year. And I can't remember the number on drunk driving cases, drunk drivers. I just read today where two young girls in Virginia were killed by an illegal alien who had been arrested several times for driving under the influence. Mm-hmm. And here he is out there still driving without a license, without insurance, and he killed two teenage girls in Virginia Beach.
Incredible. All right, 1-800-313-9443 is the number, and I think our first call is Charles in Texas. Is that right, Mr. Producer? I think so. Marcus, can you tell me if that's true? I'm waiting for my producer here. I hope he's still with us. Hope he's still there. All right. Is Charles in Texas there? I have no control over my phone, so I don't know. Okay, we're waiting. We're waiting. Marcus, are you there? Are you there? Counting once. Counting twice. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Well, I don't know. Maybe he had to leave the building. Maybe he was apprehended by an illegal. I don't know what's going on there. But anyway, hopefully he'll come back to work, and we'll find out whether we have a producer. Okay. And we'll go to the calls, all right? All right. Do we have him? Are you there, Marcus? I can barely hear you. I cannot hear you. Okay, who else? Okay. All right, let's go to Stephen first, then. Charles is on hold. Stephen, Illinois. Hello, you're on with our guest, Joe Loya.
Stephen, Chicago. Yeah, well, you know, I figure those civil rights convictions are nothing more than political crime convictions.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how much time this Scooter Libby does in jail. I'd like to know, how do I sign this petition for presidential clemency?
You can go to the Grass Fire or look up Steve Elliott with Grass Fire. He's got a petition. We got another petition under American Freedom Riders
that
people can sign. We've been petitioning the president now for approximately 7-8 months, and he, of course, won't even consider, doesn't seem like he's going to consider the pardon, but he's received over 1 million signatures, and we're still waiting. Last time he commented on this case of the two Border Patrol agents, he said that it had to go through certain procedures
mm-hmm.
for him to consider a pardon, but as it stood now, he said, I think these agents are going to do their sentence.
Yeah, well, they're doing their sentence now, and
right.
obviously there's no longer an excuse. Well, what do you expect? I mean, he won't sit down and meet with Cindy Sheehan. He can't face her. Why would he begin to do anything righteous, you say?
Right.
Steve, any other comments for our guest, Joe Loya?
It seems like we're respectful of the contemptible and contemptuous of the respectable. This is nothing but bottomless depravity.
And, yes, it is.
Yeah, and I don't. I just can't see how the American people can be so lax in their morals to go along with something like this, because it's repugnant and it's repulsive to me. It just really antagonizes me.
Amen. Well, thank God. You see, you don't have formaldehyde in your veins, Steve. Thank goodness for that.
And I'm gonna get to that site there, those two sites, and get my name down on that petition.
Good for you. All right, Steve. Thank you very much for your call. Let's take Dave in Massachusetts, I believe, is next. Hello, Dave.
Well, I'm very interested in hearing the remarks of the gentleman on the radio, and there's several points I want to bring out, but the first point I want to ask that is a very important question. Who was the lawyer who represented Ramos and Campion?
We have three lawyers right now, but at the trial we had mm-hmm. Mary Stillinger and Steve Peters. Now our appellate attorney now is David Botsford in Austin, Texas. The other two are from El Paso.
Are you going to be able to appeal this to the federal Supreme Court?
Well, if it's necessary, yes. Right now we have to handle the appeal through the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans, Louisiana.
And this is a strong question to ask you, but it's got to be asked.
Sure.
Do you believe that these lawyers who represented Campion and Ramos, were they effective?
I believe that three of the four were very effective, yes, sir, especially Chris Ancliffe and Mary Stillinger and Steve Peters. But when you're facing a jury of 12 Hispanics, four white, and 12 and eight Hispanics, and I can tell by looking at those people that there was sympathy for this illegal alien drug smuggler, and I think that probably some of those jurors were actually had to have the roots in Mexico The attorneys did a real good job. Of course, hindsight, you know, they could have. I could say they could have done better because I myself feel that certain questions were not asked of the drug smuggler and the three agents who turned government witnesses under immunity from prosecution. Of course, those three agents were terminated anyway. They probably thought they by going government that they that would save their jobs. Now, the attorneys did a very good job. But, you know, I wish, well, if you go to my my website, our website, agentramos.com, and read the letter that I wrote to Congressman Walter Jones in North Carolina on Christmas Day,
yes.
And that will tell you exactly what happened that day. You'll also find my letter under the American Freedom Writers website and .com, and it'll tell you exactly what happened. But when a jury listens to lies for 12 days, and the biggest fabricated lies, and I really believe that this case was a little above the intelligence level of some of those jurors. I don't think some of those jurors had any business in that jury room. Of course, now we also have three jurors who have come forward and said that they were bullied and lied to by the jury foreman who told them that the judge had said there will not be a hung jury on this case. And they three jurors have come forward and signed sworn affidavits, which we will use on the appeal, of course, but it's too late for a mistrial.
That's unfortunate. Yes, Dave?
Another question I've got for you. Do you recall how many peremptory challenges are allowed in Texas or under the this is a federal case.
It's a federal case.
Okay, hang on, Dave, and we'll be right back to you, and we'll be back to Joe Lawyer. We'll return in 3 minutes when we continue Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams. We shall return.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future. Many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're back now with our caller, Dave, in Massachusetts, and we're speaking with Joe Loya. Dave, what was your question for Joe?
How many peremptory challenges does the federal courts allow?
Well, I don't have the answer to that.
That's sometimes a very important issue, peremptory challenges.
Yes, sir.
And in the place where it, what do they call it, venue, the location?
Right, uh-huh.
That's important sometimes where they have your court case to hear.
Well,
this.
You know, we should have gone with a change of venue now that we see what happened here. But, you know, the government didn't have a case to begin with, and we were very confident that these agents were going to be found innocent. And I'll tell you why. They charged them with attempted murder. Like I said before, actually what happened there during the discharge of weapons, it only lasted a minute and 15 seconds. The drug smuggler knocked down Agent Compion twice. The second time he beat him, he left him on the ground and then pointed a shiny object at him as if he was going to shoot him. Anyway, they charged him with attempted murder. The two agents were charged with attempted murder. They were facing 40 years to life. The first plea bargain was for 20 years. It was rejected. Second plea bargain was 15 years. Third one was 10 years. Then we had 5 years. And 5 weeks before trial, the Johnny Sutton prosecutors offered him 18 months in prison and pay the medical bills of the drug smuggler. Now, both agents rejected it, saying, why should we plead guilty just to satisfy viciousness of the prosecutor, Deborah Kainoff, and they rejected it, and they rejected the $35,000 medical bill, supposedly, of the drug smuggler. Now, as I have said so many times, and so many people also say, that knowing that these guys were facing 40 years to life, and they're offered 18 months, had they been guilty, they would have taken those 18 months in a heartbeat.
Now, here behind all of this, I think it's important now that I get a chance to say this. Behind these kind of things are big, big issues such as NAFTA, free trade, the fact that these powerful people who affect the Congress, they don't want anything to interfere with free trade. They don't care if it's drugs.
Bingo. You hit the nail on the head, Dave.
Yes, sir.
Drugs, illegal immigration, and another thing, sir. With the kind of publicity you're trying to put on this, this is a good time for people to get along, support your people, because this is a good time to take a smash at that rotten North Atlantic Treaty Organization called NATO. Mm-hmm. We should have those troops on the border.
That's right.
Watching, you know, the illegal immigration and the drug trade, instead of wasting all our time over in Europe where they don't need those troops and they never needed them to begin with.
Never should have been there. Absolutely. Okay, Dave, thank you for your call. We appreciate it tonight. You've raised some good issues, and I know the story because when you were here, Joe, before, you did relate all of these legal maneuvers that took place, and you said emphatically then that the agents in question, including your son-in-law, would not enter a plea bargain for 18 months, as little as 18. I don't think they would have done it for a month.
No, sir.
Because they said they were not guilty of these crimes. And why should you plead guilty for a lesser sentence to something you did not do?
Right. We've talked about that. And my son-in-law, even though he's in prison, he says he did the right thing. He said he wasn't going to plead guilty for something that he didn't do. And you know, the biggest thing here is that Johnny Sutton says that they shot this guy in the back. He was not shot in the back. The Army surgeon who removed the bullet fragment from the drug smuggler said he was shot on his left side as he was pointing back at Agent Ramos with his left arm.
There you go. We'll be right back with Joe and your calls. Rick Adams, hour number two, just ahead in 1 minute from now. Stay tuned.
It's